This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The Republican Party is taking stock. As the election results continue to sink in, this past week in Las Vegas, Republican governors held their annual meeting. And as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, there was quite a bit of agreement about how the party should shake off its electoral defeat.
On Election Day 2012, Republican confidence was high that the grand old party would sweep President Obama aside, retake the U.S. Senate, and reshape the country in the aftermath. So on election night, November 6th, many, if not most, Republicans were shocked by the president's victory, but not the newly elected governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory.
I knew it'd be close. The Obama machine, the ground machine is absolutely incredible. I saw it in 08 when I lost in 08 running for governor. I was blindsided by it. This time I wasn't blindsided, but I still think they have a much better ground machine than the Republican National Party.
McCrory's take on the ground game is both true and, for the Republican Party governors, politically convenient. The consensus in Las Vegas was that President Obama won not because Americans agreed with his positions on raising taxes on the rich or health care or anything for that matter, but because Republicans got out-organized by the community organizer. Also, Mitt Romney wasn't a great candidate. Therefore, the president has no election mandate because the reason he won had nothing to do with the issues.
I really think this is not as much about Republican and Democrat, but about people are looking for leaders and they don't care what party they come from. I think what happened with the governor, Romney, is he let himself be defined before he defined himself.
This analysis also lets Republican Party ideology off the hook. It was widely agreed that nothing needed to be changed except perhaps the tone. For example, the idea that more than 70% of Hispanics voted for the president because of Republican positions on illegal immigration was rejected by the Republican governors. The accepted wisdom is that Republican candidates need to campaign harder and let Hispanics know they really care about their vote, and then that vote will start coming the Republicans' way. The newly elected North Carolina governor concurs it's not about the party's immigration positions.
No, I don't think it is. I disagree. Because when I meet with many different immigration groups that are coming to our country, they're hardworking, strong morals, strong ethics, strong family. But we need to connect with them.
The governors do admit elections have consequences, but how should the party proceed? Nothing unites Republicans like Obamacare, and not a single one of the 30 Republican governors would agree to implement a state-run exchange. The group sent the president a letter asking for more time and more information, but the governors also made it clear that most of them would do all they could to slow down or thwart the bill's implementation in their states. On the question of the coming so-called fiscal cliff, they continued to emphasize the necessity of not raising taxes on the wealthy. Congressman Mike Pence is the newly elected governor of Indiana, but before he takes office, he will be involved in the fiscal cliff negotiations in Washington. In the hotel ballroom, he told all he'd try to keep an open mind, but
I bring a very strong bias that no country ever taxed its way back into prosperity. And I think most Americans know that. And I think the last thing we ought to do is to embrace any kind of policy that would result in a significant tax increase, particularly on those in the best position to invest in ways that will put hurting Americans back to work.
It may well be that the next Republican candidate for president will emerge from this large and strong group of conservative governors. The post-election rallying cry in Las Vegas was no moderation of the party's platform. A fresh face is all that's really needed. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.